A script reading from Luke 17. Jesus said to his disciples, "Temptations to sin are sure to come, but woe to the one through whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were cast into the sea than that he should cause one of these little ones to sin. Pay attention to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. If he sins against you 7 times in a day and turns to you 7 times saying, 'I repent,' you must forgive him." The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." And the Lord said, "If you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Will any one of you who has a servant plowing or keeping sheep say to him when he has come in from the field, 'Come at once and recline at table'? Will he not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me and dress properly, and serve me while I eat and drink, and afterward you will eat and drink?' Does he thank the servant because he did what he was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were commanded, say, 'We are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty.' O Lord, have mercy upon us." Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of our Lord Jesus, amen. Following Jesus has never been easy. In Luke 17, Jesus commands his disciples that they must live by this divine law that says, "Call out sin, but forgive sin. Hate sin, but love the sinner." And do this over and over and over and over again. This is also what Jesus taught us to pray in the Lord's Prayer, "Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us." It is not easy to confess our sins, nor is it easy to call out the sins of others. It is not easy to forgive those who have sinned against us. Sometimes we even find it hard to believe that God can forgive us of our sins. How do we avoid getting angry when someone says something inappropriate about us? How do we forgive a person who has stolen from us? How do we fight the feeling that says, "Sorry is not good enough"? How do we pray for those who promote false, wicked, and destructive ideas and act out on them? It is the very heart and core of the Christian faith, a very hard life that goes against everything in our nature. And so the disciples rightly responded to Jesus' teaching by saying, "Increase our faith." This is another one of those little beautiful prayers that we find in the Bible, similar to the one of the father of the demon-possessed boy who said, "Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief." Faith can and certainly does increase. Psalm 1, we read that faith is planted like a tree by streams of water. It grows and produces fruit. But for faith to increase, Jesus impresses something very important upon his disciples. He tells them that faith must be a gift from God. Like a mustard seed, no one has ever created a seed. Seeds come from God. Seeds are miraculous. Seeds that are hundreds of years old have been planted and have sprouted to life. Mustard seed faith is simply the gift of faith. Peter said that we are redeemed, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, through the word of God that lives and abides forever. So the answer to the disciples' request, "Increase our faith," is continue to follow Jesus. Listen to him and all that he says. Meditate on his word. Respond to it with your prayers. Follow him to the cross for your redemption and serve him without asking for anything in return. As you continually ask God for forgiveness and live in that forgiveness, you will find the power of faith in your heart to forgive the sins of others. In Jesus' name, amen.